You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. All right, I would like to take a little break from everything for a minute and talk about TV. The escapism is real. Switch over to the cable network known as Home and Garden Television, you know, HGTV, home of the open concept floor plan, and almost any time of day or night, you're likely to see Jonathan and Drew Scott, the twin brothers better known as the Property Brothers. They have basically taken over the network with various renovation shows, and now they have a book out. It's called Dream Home, the Property Brothers' ultimate guide to finding and fixing your perfect house. Hey, Jonathan and Drew.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, both of you have had your hands in real estate for a long time. Did the fascination actually start at 17? Did you actually, is that apocryphal, or did you buy a house at 17?
Well, so we started our interest in all things real estate even earlier than that, and even just in design. I remember as kids, my parents would go away and leave us with a babysitter, and then when they'd come back, we would have cleared all the furniture out and rearranged everything and moved it around to make the flow better.
They would pretend, my parents would say, oh, good job, guys, being creative. But in reality, we know they're like brats.
Little brats.
Things back.
But our actual first investment was just coming out of high school. We were going into college, and it was actually at 18 years old. We didn't want to be struggling artists because we were actors, and I'm a magician. And so we decided, let's invest in real estate. Read every book we possibly could, infomercials from that guy who had babes in boats. We thought we could be that
make
guy.
A million in real estate.
And it paid off. Bought our first house and fixed it up and made a 50 grand profit. And that's when the light bulb went on.
And that was the light bulb, we need to do a show about this? Or was the light bulb, we need to keep going down this real estate path?
No, it was actually keep going down the real estate path. I mean, the whole plan was to make money to fund our creative endeavors, make our own films and whatnot. And at the time, we thought that was good business, pay for our own films. Now we realize, get the studio to do it. But so we continue growing our real estate company over the next 10 years. And then actually, Jonathan stayed in Calgary with our real estate company while I moved back to Vancouver. And I was trying to pursue acting, and I started booking some roles, but then I started booking more host roles instead because of my real estate expertise. Luckily, they saw Jonathan. I had a brother that's a contractor, and then they pitched us Property Brothers.
Let's talk about the renovating part, because I feel like one of the things that people are drawn to about the show is that you're fairly realistic about how hard it can be and the problems that you might run into. But do you think you're still sugarcoating it a little bit?
Well, I mean, that's a fair point. I mean, we make it look easy, and it's not exactly easy. However, the one thing I like with our shows over some other shows is that we're not saying to people, hey, DIY, go do it yourself. You can do this. Mm-hmm. We're saying if you don't know what you're doing, don't attempt to do it yourself. Bring in a professional because you don't want to pass on a home that has issues or do shoddy work and then expect to get top dollar.
How do you not flip out at the clients?
I've never wanted to
shop
a client. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, you can see a bit of the stress. And we understand, Jonathan and I, we appreciate that it's a very stressful situation if you're selling, if you're buying, if you're renovating. And our jobs are to take the stress off their shoulders. But it doesn't mean they don't yell at us. It doesn't mean they make no sense. Like a lot of homeowners, sometimes they're asking for things that literally make no sense. And we try and set them down, slow them down, and say, listen to what you're asking for. You're in San Francisco. You want to have a 4,000 square foot mansion, and you have $500,000. Slap. So, it's tough sometimes.
You must have also sort of accidentally become experts on the housing market, which is something that we cover a lot at Marketplace. What do you think that there is always going to be the ability for people to find a hidden gem, to find a place like? Because I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I feel like there's no gem, nowhere. Yeah. No secrets are hidden. I can't do it.
Well, everyone thinks there's a secret. There's a secret formula to real estate. Mm-hmm. And there really isn't, because real estate in itself is the most basic of simple economics. It's supply and demand. The more people that want your product, the better a price you're going to get. There's no real little secret. It's all about educating yourself and not just doing the guessing game.
So now you have the book out. You've got 30 or 40 different shows on HGTV.
Pretty much.
What is and off? What is next?
We have
back to magic.
Well, I hope
it'd be nice. Jonathan's hoping later in the year to get a little bit of a window so he can do more magic. And we're expanding outside the home space as well. We have a couple of shows.
We figured our looks are fading so fast that we need to move into other areas like producing, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, I will have you know, Jonathan is 4 minutes older than me, so he is already showing it a bit more than I am.
Yeah, and sawdust really sucks the hydration. Man glitter sucks the hydration out of your face.
I'm stepping away from this right now. Jonathan and Drew Scott are the Property Brothers. They are the authors of Dream Home, the Property Brothers' ultimate guide to finding and fixing your perfect house. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.